Just one thing to announce in terms of injuries. Darcell McBath, we'll place him on IR today with a broken forearm, and we have signed Vernon Fox back to the roster. As I said yesterday after the game, certainly too many mistakes in critical situations against a really good football team that's very well coached. Certainly had our opportunities, but didn't play well enough in any phase really to capitalize on those and be there really to compete at the very end for it. So, questions?
You visit your decision to defer and getting the ball at the end of the half, and so does you leave it conservative in offense?
No. When you got the ball at midfield with a minute 41 to go, you don't need to start throwing the ball on every snap in order to move it down into the red zone effectively in order to score points. So, I've been a part of some of the best two-minute teams in the last so many years, and our philosophy has always been not to rush or hurry, not to panic, certainly, and certainly in a game like that, when you're playing against a team like the Colts, who have scored in under 40 seconds five or six times during the course of the season, you don't want to sit there and do something that you don't need to do and give them an opportunity to get the ball back. Obviously, when you get it into third and one and fourth and one and don't convert, you end up doing that anyway. But that was the design, and we'd do it again this week and every other week. He's been a big part of our special teams unit. He's the personal protector on the punt team, which is no small chore. He handles all the communication there. He's our leading tackler, very unselfish, plays on all the teams, obviously. Has been a great addition in that regard, and he'll be missed in that sense. Vernon Fox, will have an opportunity to compete to fill in right away, because he was one of our personal protectors. He and Darcell kind of shared that responsibility all the way through the preseason. So, if Vernon can do that right away, which I have confidence in him, he's a very bright person and understands that role very, very well. So if he can do that for us, that would help us not have to juggle a bunch of balls in the air, and move everybody around to try to get that accommodated. So, we'll see how fast we can get that done. But that's part of Vernon's versatility that we'll look forward to.
Did he play in the other league?
Say it one more time.
Vernon, did he play in that other league?
No, he's been working out and is in good shape and ready to roll.
Are you concerned of your safety, based on what we saw yesterday after the game?
Yeah, there's some guys that we're not sure about, obviously this week. Ronaldo would be one of them. And, obviously Darcell's out for the year. So we should get David Bruton back. Josh Barrett obviously can play and will be at the game. And Vernon. So we might have to, juggle a few other balls here and figure out exactly the best formula to work all those things in. But we'll try to do whatever we feel is in the best interest of protecting the deep part of the field and getting the communication done that we need to get done in the secondary with those guys that we have.
Josh, when you came in, a lot of people talked about your penchant to spread the ball around, that kind of thing. Obviously, yesterday the ball was thrown to Brandon quite a bit. Not to diminish what he did, but I wasn't at the game yesterday, just on TV. Mm-hmm. But when you watched the film, was that within the offense that Brandon was involved that much, or did you feel like he didn't, get other people involved? Does that bother you at all?
No, I mean it. We didn't do anything where. I would say there was probably one or two instances where we actually forced the ball, maybe in a situation where we could have taken a better option or an alternative. But most of the time, Brandon was on the other end of passes. They were part of the read, part of the progression. He certainly wasn't first in all of those progressions either. It just kind of either, you know, they covered somebody else and the read took us there, or he was the first option and they didn't have him covered well enough, so the ball went there. So it's just, you know, one of those situations where they chose to play us, you know, a lot of single coverage on the outside. There was very, I would say, very few snaps where they were rolled over top of him. And, you know, he made the most of his opportunities yesterday and played a very productive game, very productive game.
Josh, during the offseason, a couple of times you said some really complimentary things about Peyton Ellis. Can run, can catch the ball, block, great hands, tough to bring down when you give him the ball. I'm just wondering, has your opinion on him changed since then?
Nope. They, you know, he's done everything we've asked him to do, and you know, he's filled in when we've asked him to fill in, and will likely play you know, a broader role this week, you know, depending on Buckhalter's health and availability for this game. But yesterday again, Larson goes out on the opening kickoff, so you know, Hillis is our short yardage and goal line fullback, and when you only have two of them on the roster, you got to use what you can use to try to get those things done. So we don't have three fullbacks that go to the game. So Peyton had to play fullback yesterday when Spencer, you know, was injured, and did a decent job at that. But he'll certainly be probably more in the mix this week if Buck is questionable to play against the Raiders.
So are you suggesting that you can't risk injuring him as a running back if he's your only fullback?
No, but if you I know what you're getting at. You can't put him at, you know, as the halfback when you need him at fullback if you only have one other fullback on the roster. And with Larson out of the game, you know, Hillis is fullback. That's what we're doing. So, and we've had a pretty good running back with pretty good running game with Buckhalter and Moreno this year, and that's why we're not going to change it.
Are you hearing all the yelling that we're hearing about Peyton Hillis and people
No.
wondering why he's not being used and if he's in the doghouse?
No. He's not in the doghouse.
Is he an option on third, fourth, and short?
Not when he's the only fullback.
Do you believe in general the conventional wisdom that the bigger back is preferable in the short yardage situation?
I think we have backs. I mean, I don't know. I believe in big backs, period. You know, all of our backs weigh 215 or more, so. They've gotten short yardage conversions and goal line conversions this year before. And I know this, the back is the last thing I'm concerned about in short yardage. If you don't stop the penetration, which killed us yesterday in every single one of those situations, you can give the ball to Franco Harris or anybody else. He ain't going to make a yard.
So to what extent is that the problem? That you inherited sort of a zone blocking, smallish offensive line, and that in those short yardage situations, it's not prepared to get you that drive?
It's about working together. It's not about just mauling somebody off the ball every single time. So we failed to do that yesterday in a few situations and got to do a better job.
How's Spencer, by the way?
Spencer, hopefully, will be fine.
Can you take a step back from the Browns performance? I know you didn't really talk about it much yesterday after the game because of this one, Lawson. But when you watch the film again, 21 catches, I mean, it's. Is that the greatest individual performance, you know, you've been a part of? I mean, that's a record. Just how? What's your perspective on what he did yesterday?
Again, he did everything we asked him to do yesterday, and unfortunately for he and our team, we didn't end up winning a game. You know, even though he did put out a great individual performance, but I think the biggest thing and the thing he said it to me afterward that it wasn't, we didn't do anything special, you know, to try to force the ball into him or anything like that. It was part of the game plan. We never left and abandoned the running game the entire game, you know, ran it over 30 times, and it just was part of the deal. And when the ball went to him, he made his plays, you know, and that's what really good football players do. When their number's called, no matter how few or how many, they're there and they make the play when it's there to be made.
Were you surprised? I mean, obviously scouted the film a lot closer than I would have, but I was watching on TV yesterday, and when you lined up and he was single covered after he had about 19 catches at that point, and you could see that they were rolling a safety. Were you surprised that after a while they were continually putting single coverage
on? No. They are a team, I don't care what phase that you really talk about, they don't abandon what they do well because they're so good at what they do. And part of why they're really good on defense is they bend and they give you some yards. Certainly don't give up any big plays. And we didn't hit any yesterday either, you know. They've given up fewer than any team in the league, really. And so when that's your philosophy, you know, giving up a 10 or 12 yard pass or, you know, every once in a while a 15 or 18 yard pass, they'll take that. But then ultimately they try to tighten as you get closer to the goal line in the end zone, and that's what they did yesterday and forced us into a field goal once and intercepted us a second time in the red zone. So, you know, I'm sure that you know, does anybody want to let somebody catch 21 passes? No, they won the game and give up 16 points. So I don't think they're too discouraged about it.
Two more for the coach.
Big picture, in the AFC or two games behind San Diego, which you're leading a lot of time. What do you think of this team? 3 weeks to go and
playoff. I think we have a lot of room to improve. We, like I said yesterday after the game, you know, when you play a team like that, you have to coach well, you have to play well, you have to execute in you know, every situation, and has to be you know, really detailed, and you've got to do it very well, or else they take advantage of your mistakes, whether it be a playing error, a call, a penalty, whatever it may be. You know, you can't do that against a really good football team and win. So our focus, you know, obviously yesterday was an opportunity for us to learn what it's like, you know, to play against the very best at this time of the year and see what happens when you make too many errors and too many mistakes. So hopefully we can take this as a learning, an opportunity to learn and improve our team in a lot of areas going forward, and have a better understanding of how well we all have to actually work together and play and coach in order to be able to beat teams like this going forward.
Could you address more, Brandon, you know, future contract? You got the big five.
No.
Just announce or state where you're at with all these, with the Brandon and the like.
Just Brandon? What are you?
And the like.
I don't know who the like is. I really.
Well, there's five of them, five key players that are.
I'm not going to talk about contracts. You know, we're focused on the end of the year, and we've got three regular season games to go, a tough division game this week, and we know we got a lot of work to do after the season's over with, and, you know, there's a lot of other things that are going on, too, that will affect that. So we'll just get ready to play Oakland.